Beverage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan here, and I guess his name is John Kirk, who has had something like 25 years with the Central Intelligence Agency. He's retired now, but he still has strong contact with people around the world. Fascinating source of information. I've asked John to come on to give his assessment of what's going on in the Middle East and certainly in the Near East. John, thank you very much for being with us. Pick up the story.
Good morning. Well, yes, there's a lot of hot spots, both in Ukraine, which is getting hotter, a lot of misinformation and disinformation about what Israel is going to do with Hamas. But I'll try to give you my best assessment of what's happening basically in the Mideast. Even though there is a truce between Hamas and Israel, the Israelis have come to the conclusion that they can no longer deal with Hamas, and they are probably going to do as much as they can to wipe them out, including taking out a lot of the Hamas leadership in Qatar and other places. And here's the main problem. The main problem, the puppet master of Hamas is Iran. And Iran, as you know, has delayed an agreement with the West and the United States on nuclear issues for about 3 months. Israel feels that if they don't take Hamas out now, what's going to happen is Iran will get stronger. The deal that Obama is making in the West with Iran is horrible. They're basically giving Iran everything that they want, which is going to position Iran that in 30 to 60 days, they can develop actually nuclear warheads if they don't have them already. Israel feels if they don't take Hamas out, and with Iran being able to develop nuclear warheads, and Iran is already the regional power in the area, it'll make it more difficult for Israel to function against Hamas. Hamas also is completely unreasonable. They don't want to negotiate. They feel they have, the world press on their side. And as you've seen lately, the anti-Semites are coming out of the woodwork. Where I've lived a long time, French Jews are emigrating en masse back to Israel. Anti-Semitism is breaking out all over, not just the Mideast, but it's breaking out in Europe. And the other day, Erdogan was overheard saying that eventually his new Ottoman Empire, which will be run by more radical Islamists, may even have troops someday on the Golan Heights against Israel. The other thing about Turkey, in their support of various different factions that are starting war, is that they're moving in an accelerated fashion to more Islam, and they are not even talking to Mr. Obama anymore. Erdogan has come out on the television and said, I don't even talk to Mr. Obama anymore. So what we're seeing is not just what's happening between Israel and Hamas. We are seeing a number of issues. One, the United States is being driven out of the Mideast. Two, ISIS has captured a good part of Iraq. They're moving into Lebanon. They're threatening Jordan. And the only stability seems to be between Israel and Egypt. The Gulf states, are you still there, Stan?
Yes, I am. I'm just...
I didn't know. The Gulf states are actually aligning themselves with Israel. So let me tell you basically what's happening. There is a Sunni-Shia split. This has been going on for 1,300 years. But the Sunni-Shia split is causing alliances. The Saudis are Sunni. They've just moved 50,000 troops on the border with Iraq. They're ready to fight ISIS. Iran has made Maliki in Iraq an agent of the Shia. They still want a Shia arc from Iraq to Iran to Lebanon with Hezbollah. And now the Iranians, worried about the Sunni-Shia split, are even funding Sunni groups, who they've traditionally been against, to create more chaos. So what's happening is you're looking at the complete disintegration of countries, organizations, tribes, from Turkey to Iraq to Lebanon to Jordan to Yemen down to Libya and so on. And in the meantime, the Christians and the Jews in a lot of these countries where things used to be tolerant are actually being persecuted. So what Israel is doing, I think, although people are against Israel, they're worried, many people are against Israel, they're worried about the casualties that the Palestinians are taking. What Israel is doing is probably actually a heroic type of activity, because if they don't wipe Hamas out now, Iran in several months will even give them more funding, and it'll be the continuing marginalization of the United States' influence in the area. We've already lost Iraq. Maliki is an Iranian agent, a Shia Iranian agent. ISIS has taken over part of Syria, most of Iraq, not just the northern part of Iraq, but they've got Baghdad surrounded. They're almost on the border. They've already attacked Lebanon. They have plans through subversion to destabilize Jordan, which is an old ally of both the United States and Israel. So you're witnessing probably the very early stages of a complete war in the Mideast.
Well, it's a frightening thing to contemplate. It certainly is. And certainly, if that should occur one way or another, I fear would be drawn in. Go right ahead.
Well, the other part of the world that's suffering is that Congress is out 5 to 6 weeks now for their summer break. Watch Putin invade the Ukraine, okay? The Ukrainian army is defeating the separatists now. And Putin has already pledged to help the separatists. And I would say within the next week, he will be invading the Ukraine. Now, what has been happening?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. John Kirk.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dan, as John is stupid, Putin will give serious consideration to invading invading the Ukraine. Should that happen, it will certainly change the entire complexion there, and certainly the United States, in one way or another, will increase its involvement in the Ukraine even more. But go right ahead. What will the if that should happen? What would the American response be, John?
Well, actually, the Americans are already responding. Obama has sent special forces troops to Ukraine. CIA is on the ground, both with paramilitary and intelligence officers in many of the cities. We've already organized and sent a lot of money to NATO, which I'm very surprised. I thought we probably were going to do nothing and back down. NATO command is getting all 26 countries together and coordinating everything from trying to synthesize common ammunition to artillery to planes. On the other side, Putin is bringing in hundreds of pieces of artillery, tanks, and airplanes. And what probably is going to happen actually in the next week, the Ukrainians are going to push the separatists back into Russia, and then it'll be an excuse for Putin to go in. Now, there's a lot of different dynamics happening. The United States, with Congress's approval, even though Congress is out of session, and Putin is going to take advantage of that. If you look at history, every time Congress is out of session, we've had trouble with the Gulf of Tonkin, with Iraq, with different wars. So Congress is out, but they've made an agreement with Mr. Obama before they left to give him some more executive powers, at least in this area. So Mr. Obama has sent more money to the NATO place. He sent more troops. He sent spy planes. He's done everything. It is sending a message to Mr. Putin. Now, the other thing that's happening is that there is Russian opposition in Moscow against what Mr. Putin is doing. And let me give you a historical example. When Hitler came into power, he wiped out the opposition, put them in concentration camps in Dachau. He killed Christians. He killed political opponents. He killed the military. He purged people. When Stalin came into power, he did the same thing. He moved Cossacks and Tatars around. He eliminated the doctors during the doctors' revolution, the military. He killed the kulaks. He eliminated political opposition and sent them to the gulag in Siberia. Putin has not done that. Putin has a few political opposition people, but there are many Russians, not that they want to completely embrace democracy, but they like capitalism. They have a lot of money at stake. Our sanctions fear them. And now they're starting to question Mr. Putin's megalomania for trying to get all these old Soviet states back. What Mr. Putin has done, and you have to look at his background, he was a colonel in the KGB. Then he became the chief of the FSB, which is the old KGB. And then he propelled himself to be head of Russia only with the help of Russian organized crime. They bankrolled him. So he permitted the Russian organized crime to flourish, to use the banks, to move money, to get involved in every kind of criminal organization and activity you could possibly do. So Mr. Putin himself is a criminal. He's a thug. Okay. So what he has done to distract some of his people that are against him, because he's a full-bore nationalist, he said, I want to get these republics back. So he's mustered all of his old KGB colleagues that are now in the FSB, and they have, over the last year, have been recruiting agents in Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Belarus, especially Poland, and in the United States. We now have more KGB spies looking at our military bases, stealing our technology than we did during the Cold War. So Mr. Putin's megalomania, his goal is to get all of those republics back. He got the Crimea back, and we didn't do anything, just like Munich. Now he wants the Ukraine, and eventually he's going to want these other republics back. Well, finally, leadership in NATO, more than even in the United States, says we can't have that. So Mr. Obama reluctantly has gone along with what NATO wants. And the other thing that's happened to Mr. Obama, even though many of his advisors in the White House, in his national security team, are not, they're basically to the left. You know, they don't want any more involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq. They kind of want to shrink American power. The bureaucracies in the United States, CIA, FBI, Commerce, the military, the Pentagon, all of our intelligence agencies are pushing the national security team rather than the national security team pushing them to say, look, we must stand up to the plate and support NATO, because one of the goals of Mr. Putin is to destroy NATO. So if he moves into the Ukraine and we do nothing, NATO is finished. Well, NATO is coming together stronger than I've ever seen them with American help. Now Mr. Putin already knows that. So in the next week, he has a chance to just give aid to the separatists and let them have sanctuary in Russia and carry on their revolution. Or he can go into the eastern Ukraine, which I think he's going to do, and take that over with the guys saying that, oh, he had to protect Russian citizens. So what's happening is we're on the verge, we could be on the verge of a major war in Eastern Europe.
Well, that's amazing to consider that. A major war in Eastern Europe would certainly change the complexion of everything going on today, certainly there and here in the United States. Now, would America be involved, or would this be primarily NATO?
No, the United States will definitely be involved. We're actually, one of the things the Russians are doing, the spies at all of our bases, whether it's Southcom here in South Florida or CENTCOM that runs the war in Afghanistan, we've seen more activity of Russian sleeper agents, Russian intelligence officers supplying disinformation. The Russians that are here that are overt, are giving disinformation, misinformation. They want to know what the United States is going to do. And the United States at this stage is not mobilizing, but we have definitely mobilized special forces troops, some of our paramilitary organizations and CIA. You know, the CIA basically has their own little armies as far as trainers and that. we're sending tremendous amounts of weaponry to the Ukrainians. That's why they're winning. Spy equipment, laser-guided precision missiles. The Ukrainians have already used more aircraft, more Apache and Cheyenne helicopters. So we will definitely be involved. We are part of NATO. We fund NATO. NATO probably would not do it without the United States, but NATO, the United States is NATO, and NATO is the United States.
Well, do you think that if Putin thinks America is going to get involved, that he's going to face on the NATO, that he would back down, or do you think he's going to go right ahead anyway?
Well, his decision is going to come in the next couple of days, because this is what he's looking at. Congress is out. They monitor that, the Russians. So how can Congress is supposed to declare war, okay? And they're out. Obama, he perceives as a weak president, and he has a weak national security team, okay? So Putin has to decide whether he's going to throw the dice. Now, what Putin is doing now, today, he's moved 50,000 troops on the border, a lot of armor, a lot of artillery, a lot of medical supplies. He's moving a lot, over 100 fighter jets on the border. And over the last month, he's kept this quiet. He's established a tremendous military capability with Belarus, which is part of the Soviet Union. It's a little looser than some of the other states, but they're very pro-Russian. They're Russians, basically. And he's using Belarus to threaten Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. He's a bully. He's trying to bully. Now, when you stand up to a bully, they usually back down. And that's what NATO feels they have to do. NATO is pulling all their military assets together. And diplomatically, they've gone through the Netherlands, through Germany, who's behind us, Italy. Mr. Obama just had a meeting with the heads of Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and France, and we're all unified. And diplomatically, we've told Mr. Putin, if you push this, we are going to stand up to you, and we are going to move military assets to support the Ukrainians, even though the Ukrainians are not technically part of NATO. So this is, this goes back to, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Dean Russ said, we're eyeball to eyeball, and one person just blinked. The ball is in Putin's court now. If he were smart, he would back off completely, okay? But he is very arrogant. They've done all kinds of psychological studies on him. He thinks Mr. Obama is weak. He thinks with all the energy he has with gas, natural gas and oil, he can squeeze the Netherlands and Germany and France. And instead of him using his brains and saying, look, if I want to wean Germany and France and the Netherlands and Spain and Italy away from NATO and America, I should drop my prices. What he's done is he's increased the prices to the Ukraine and to Holland and to France and to Germany. So Europe is fed up with Mr. Putin. They're not being intimidated. And I've got to tell you, over the last month, I thought they would be intimidated. So the ball is in his court. I can tell you this. If he moves into the Ukraine, NATO will fight him. They will move troops and armor, and the United States will also support them.
Okay, well, Sidney, what about the sanctions? What about the European sanctions on...
European sanctions are very early, but they've got the nomenclature, the business community, and the Russian Duma very, very worried. Because, you see, Russia produces nothing. Obama said this the other day. He's right. They only produce energy. They don't make a car. And the other thing the Russians make, they only make things that kill people, okay? So the Russians, who have been riding the gravy train with a form of democracy and capitalism, they support Mr. Putin, okay? But you have a lot of top Jewish businessmen in Russia that Putin gets along with. You have organized crime. You have intelligence. And you have the business community. And you have a pretty growing opposition in Russia that Mr. Putin has not put in prison yet, okay? So these factors are trying to naturally marginalize what Mr. Putin is doing. They don't want these sanctions. They want to be able to travel to the Riviera, to Baden-Baden in Germany, to Miami, to buy property, and so on. And these sanctions are going to hurt Russia. They've already caused $1 billion in capital flight. They've already caused the economy to tank and the currency to go way down. And now they're starting to say they're looking at Mr. Putin's other plans. He has plans for major weapons systems to develop a new submarine fleet because the United States is way ahead of him. He's already ordered surveying of naval bases in Nicaragua, Cuba, and Venezuela, all brand new bases, which are going to cost trillions. He's setting up military and police arrangements in Bolivia, Argentina, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, and, of course, going back into Cuba and Venezuela. He's building a new listening station at Lourdes in Cuba that the old Soviet Empire had. So all of these things are costing him billions of dollars that he's getting from revenue from energy. And the Russians that are in power, including the Duma, are not for him. And I'll tell you another thing. We know this from intelligence. Many, many Russian military commanders are not in favor of invading Ukraine because they're afraid they'll get their nose smacked.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here with John Burt.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer. You get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
You're getting information this morning that will not get through the regular media. And there's almost a sense of urgency if John is correct. And Putin is going to be making some major decisions in this next week or two, why we could be on the verge of a very dramatic shift in the whole geopolitics of that part of the world. Before we go on, John, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website and get your information?
Sure. My email is irgglobal@aol.com, and I'd be happy to send you a couple of our websites. I'm continuing on Mr. Putin. Let me just give you my assessment. This is the beginning of the end for Mr. Putin, and we are standing up to him. And if we didn't stand up to him, we would be in very bad shape. And let me give you an idea. We are partly to blame for Mr. Putin's adventure. We say Mr. Putin wants to get these republics back because he feels bad about the Cold War and that the United States has been a big octopus since the fall of the Soviet Union. But our adventures in Iraq in Afghanistan, which started in the Bush administration, we got overextended. We almost had gone into bankruptcy. We're up to $18 trillion in debt. And Mr. Obama's weakness in foreign policy and national security has given Mr. Putin an incentive to be adventurous. Look at the litany of U.S. foreign policy failures under Mr. Obama. He's let Korea get away with murder. They're deploying a new kind of missile and developing more nuclear weapons. He's let Maduro in Venezuela build up Marxism. The Cubans are coming back. Russia is expanding in Latin America, as I said, with the new canal in Nicaragua with the Chinese and new bases. We have failed with getting rid of Maliki a year and a half ago. He's an Iranian agent. ISIS is taking over. We've lost the confidence of the Saudis. We've gone out of our way to offend the Israelis and lose their confidence. And I deal with Israelis weekly. I can tell you that they've lost complete confidence in the United States. They're afraid of the way we have kind of abandoned them. Okay. And if you look at all of these foreign policy things, somebody like Mr. Putin says, now is the time to strike. I'll get the Ukraine back, and then maybe in 2 years, I'll get Lithuania, Latvia back. I'll get Kazakhstan back. We'll use subversion like he's been doing in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Georgia, and Moldova. He's got KGB people bribing people, recruiting agents in those governments. He's got the Polish government penetrated. He doesn't want the anti-missile defense system put in Poland. He wants to destroy NATO. This is a perfect time for him to take advantage of a weak president and a Congress that can't get anything done, that is constantly fighting with Obama. When the Russian analysts, the spies, looked at the way that Congress behaves with Mr. Obama and that we have the extremes of the Tea Party, we have the extremes of people not approving anything, and then Mr. Obama is starting executive actions, which is rather conflicting to the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Putin says this is the time to strike. He's just like Stalin or Hitler. So what has happened? We've always, in times of crisis, before Pearl Harbor with 9/11, we've had leadership in this country that have come back and said, look, it, we've got to stop this. And we have to stop it for a few reasons. The National Security Council and the CIA about 2 months ago came out with a finding that said over the next 20 to 30 years, here are the biggest threats against the United States. Russia, which is now going to be an adversarial and institutionalized enemy of the United States if Mr. Putin stays in power. There's no doubt about it. We are going back to a new Cold War. China, of course, because although they don't have top military yet, they will in 20 years, but not now, but they certainly are becoming the economic power. The myriad of Islamic terrorism that we have overseas in Iraq, the horrible deal we're making with Iran, what's happening also in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Israel's war against Hamas, what's happening in weaker countries that we've supported that no longer have faith in us, such as Jordan and Yemen and so on. Even Egypt questions some of our foreign policy. And then, of course, all of the spying that we've been doing on our allies in Europe kind of shakes what's going on. Mr. Putin also let Mr. Snowden get asylum. We've now discovered that Mr. Snowden has been a Russian agent since 2007. He has not been a Russian agent, okay, in the last few months. He's been working with the Russians since 2007. They recruited him when he was not just in Hawaii, but when he was in Geneva working for the CIA, okay? So Mr. Obama has let all of these things go by the wayside because he's believed that America's role should withdraw and almost become isolationist. This is what happens. You have a bully like Mr. Putin around. You've got to stop that type of stuff now. And I think you're going to see over the next year Mr. Putin probably be dethroned by Russians in Russia that finally admit they don't want to be Asians, they want to be Europeans. And Russia should have, I've lived in Russia, I've worked against the Russians, I know a lot about the Russians. We should have tried to bring the Russians more into NATO. We've tried to bring them more into Europe, into the International Monetary Fund. Now what we've done with our weakness and Mr. Putin's bulliness, we've driven them out. We're going to make them an adversary, okay? And the danger is not a artillery conflict or a war with tanks, but the Russians still have over 15,000 nuclear missiles. And so I think over the next 2 weeks, you're going to see what is going to be equal to a Cuban Missile Crisis or a Bay of Pigs in that part of the world. And then at the same time, you've got the expanding conflict in the Mideast, which involves Iran, the Shia-Sunni split, the destabilization of countries there like Libya. Also, the biggest shock I've had, as you know, I spent over a year and a half in Turkey, is that I would never have dreamed that the Turks are going more to an Islamic religious type of government. They not only want a new Ottoman Empire that they run that challenges Iran, but they want an Islamic government. When the Ottoman Empire ran the world and that part of the world for over probably 700 years, they were very tolerant of Christians and Jews. Now they are not so tolerant. A lot of the Jews that have been there.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Squarer Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This morning is John Burke. John, you go right ahead.
Well, as I was saying, the CIA and the National Security Council issued the four main threats against the United States in the next 20 years. One is Russia, one is China, one is the myriad of Islamic troubles, both domestically and internationally. Internationally, we have ISIS, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Al-Qaeda is continuing to rise. You have the Sunni-Shia split. We're being driven out of the Mideast. We're going to lose markets. We're going to lose a lot of our business. And there's going to be chaos in the Middle East. The war against Hamas and radicals that Israel is going to have is not going to go away. But Israel, because they're the third probably toughest military in the world, and now they're the third largest submarine fleet, nuclear facilities and so on, will be able to handle probably anybody as long as they stay in the good graces of Egypt and the United States, and ISIS doesn't get stronger and tries to, with backing from Iran, divergent elements with the Sunnis, expand the war with Saudi Arabia and move into Jordan and so on. And then we also have a domestic issue of radical Islam, and that's the pushing of Sharia law and Sharia banking. Where I live in Boca Raton, they're building the fourth largest mosque, and it's very difficult to integrate the Muslims into our society. They do have a plan with all of the mosques throughout the whole United States, and to push Sharia law and Sharia banking, which is part of the Quran. And anytime you push Sharia law and Sharia banking in a Western society, there's conflict between the two parties. And I see that increasing dramatically in the United States. Just look at Europe. Large numbers of French Jews are immigrating because of the Muslim situation. They estimate anywhere from 15% to 30% of populations in Europe, England, France, Holland, Germany, and Italy will be Muslim, and it's the same thing, the expansion of mosques and the conflict with both the Jews and Christianity. And then the fourth element, I mentioned Russia, China, Islamic, is that we are increasingly stirring up domestic terrorism, and that has a lot of different elements. Many, many Americans, especially the middle class, are fed up with Obama, fed up with government, fed up with Congress, fed up with foreclosures, fed up with the banks, fed up with systems. And we're starting to create a conspiratorial mentality among a lot of these groups that are basically, in some ways, anti-Semitic, anti-Vatican, anti-Queen of England, or you can have a whole nother group But these groups are organizing now. We know that some of them are trying to recruit people in the military. And if we don't get back to where we were, okay, with Congress and the presidency and the Supreme Court, domestic terrorism is going to be a national security issue. Just pulling out my crystal ball, I think what's going to happen over the next few years is that we will eventually marginalize Putin and Russia from being a serious threat against Europe and the United States. The United States spends more time and money on Europe than the Mideast or Asia. As we marginalize Europe or challenge Putin wherever he's trying to expand, which we will do, we're unfortunately going to have to spend a lot of more money on military and intelligence assets and challenge him in Nicaragua, Latin America, challenge him with issues of Poland, challenge him with his chicanery in the Mideast. We're probably going to withdraw a lot of money, forces, and our businesses from the Mideast. And with that, we'll be expanding into what we see as the biggest challenge in the next 20 years, and that's China and the growth of China. So the experts today at the think tanks at CIA think that eventually our main adversary is going to be China. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we can keep trading with China, that we do not encourage them to build the Blue Water Navy, that we try to settle diplomatically. They have so many issues against us. They have issues against Japan. They have issues against Vietnam, and we support Japan. We support Taiwan. Every country that we support in Asia is at almost at odds with the Chinese. So if we don't support those things diplomatically and the Chinese get frustrated and they want to dominate just economically and militarily, we're going to have trouble. The Chinese have not gone out of their way to help us that much, I believe, in North Korea. The other thing the United States is doing that the Chinese don't like, we're kind of forming a new containment policy. We're bridging the gap with India. Again, our allies, Australia, Japan, Taiwan. We're getting closer to Vietnam in many ways, even though they're a communist country. And the Chinese see those things as a threat because we're trying to contain them. So I think over the long haul, over the next 20 years, our real challenge is going to be against China, Russia, Islamic terrorism, and then domestic terrorism. Now, the problem also, we don't have all the money in the world anymore, and the problem with those issues, especially with Russia today, we're going to have to go back to a Cold War, and we're going to have to start spending more money on new weapon systems that cost billions. We're going to have to spend more money on intelligence assets to fight the Russians, and then we're going to have to spend more money in the Mideast. Either we're going to have to pull out the checkbook for Israel or pull out the checkbook for countries that are going to fight Iran. And then at the same time, we're going to have to expand our military capabilities in the West Coast and Hawaii and all through the Pacific. And the bottom line to me is the more money we spend in national security in these areas, the less money we're going to have to take care of our own people, and a lot of our own people are going to start getting very angry. Today, even though
we're running out of time, John, we'll look forward to talking to you on the other programs in the near future.
Hey, God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed John Burke's thoughts. It's always very provocative. And are we facing a crisis? Is there going to be some action by Putin within the next week or two? We'll just have to wait and see how the story unfolds. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out there who listen to our program, who are in a position to help us. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can donate. You can certainly purchase the books and 4-CD sets and videos that we have available. And, of course, the funding goes into helping maintain what we have. And we actually have a line of health products. We have a line of soap products. We have a line of gasoline products. But the funds for all of this goes into maintaining the 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, purchasing radio time. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What can you do? Certainly as we listen to John, we can see a growing conflict between Russia and the United States. But is it real? Is Putin really our enemy? Or is this brotherhood of darkness that we talk about certainly working behind the scenes, or working with Russia, working with China? Did we actually put the Chinese in power? Did we put Putin in power? Are we keeping him in power? Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And I would like to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is appears to be. And basically, to understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to understand how the media is controlled, why you need to get the New Media Monopoly, and both books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to hear a series of talks by John Kirk, who is with us this morning, we're putting together a 4-CD set. It's called World War III, and it'll have four of interviews with John Kirk, who is one of the most fascinating people we have, who is with us on a regular